According to the information from Department of Health in Hawaii, suicide was the most common cause of fatal injuries among Hawaii residents, accounting for over one quarter of all fatal injuries. Suicide was the leading cause of injury-related death for most age group, outpacing car crashes and homicide. There was an annual average of 180 suicides in Hawaii, which means one person dies by suicide every 2 days in Hawaii. In the national level, there were over 40,000 deaths in 2014. Every 12.3 minutes, one person is dying by suicide. And worldwide level, over 800,000 people die by suicide every year, one death in every 40 seconds. There are many conditions that led one person to suicide: relationship problem, serious illness, medical issues, or financial problem, to name a few. Only the person himself can truly understand why. For the annual average of 180 people who committed suicide in Hawaii, there were 180 different life stories to tell. Technology has been developing so rapidly, and our life has become so convenient. Thanks to the development of the medical technology, some of the diseases are no longer untreatable. But still, there are people who have no other way but to end his own life. No matter how much our life become convenient, even if we could remove all of the diseases out of our life, as long as we exist as human beings, there's always an unbearable emotional pain, distress, and sense of isolation. Whenever we turn on the TV, we see many sad news that relates to the agony and sorrow of human existence. I cannot help but to think that we are losing something fundamental, something important as human being. Mr. Hiroyuki Itsuki, who is a very highly regarded writer and thinker in Japan, he commented, and I quote, "Although the present generation has come to expect that every person has some sort of basic right to a present, healthy, and happy life, I believe that this expectation is not only a delusion, but a grave error. People should laugh loudly and weep profusely. The deeper the grief you feel, the stronger the joy you can feel. The more a person cries, the more he can laugh." End of quote. Mrs. Ayako Suzuki was a nursery school teacher and a Buddhist minister's wife. When she was 41 years old, she was diagnosed as cancer. The cancer spread to various areas of her body. She had to face her impending death for 4 years and 5 months. She passed away in 1988 at the age of 46. Her life experiences for those 4 years were not those of a fight against cancer. Instead, her view toward life was completely changed by cancer. She became peaceful and fulfilled. She became a person who was excited about life and who lived in appreciation of it. One day, she had a conversation with her husband. Ayako said, "Cancer is my treasure." Her husband asked, "What does cancer is my treasure mean?" Ayako said, "Dear, do you create cancer through your own effort?" Husband said, "No, I don't. Cancer is given." Ayako said, "I think so too. It is given to me, regardless of whether I want it or not. It is a gift, it is a fact, isn't it? Husband said, yes, I agree with you. Ayako said, then it is a matter for my mind to determine whether I consider it a thing that I hate or a thing that I accept with appreciation. I decided to accept it with appreciation because it gave me an awareness of my life. Therefore, I say that cancer is my treasure. We think that the disease, such as cancer, is an adverse condition. If I were cancer, I'd say, how come? Why me? And complain about my misfortune. But Ayako did not end her life only by crying against her condition. She turned that adverse condition into an appreciation. Before she got cancer, she must have taken her life for granted. Maybe she was just living without thinking about the true meaning of her life. But after she got cancer, she realized that cancer is actually a wonderful gift which was given to her. And this gift, cancer, led her to a deeper sense of appreciation of her life. The cancer was a wonderful treasure. It was not an adverse condition. It was actually a good condition that led her to a true happiness. She freely enjoyed and appreciated the fact that she is living here and now. She found the true meaning of her life. Buddhism teaches us that it is okay to feel depressed, it is okay to feel lonely, it is okay to cry, and it is okay to fall. Out of this sadness, we can encounter with this infinite life and light that is steadily, softly, and compassionately embracing us. No mud, no lotus. We see things from our dualistic viewpoint. Success or failure, right or wrong, win or lose, happiness or unhappiness, good or evil. And we all like to keep positive aspects. We tend to think that we need to be successful in life. We need to win in life. But the problem is that we all have a different measure to calculate those values. And it changes depending on the circumstances. So the definition of right or wrong, success or failure, is different depending on each individual. So I wonder, who can decide whether I'm winning or losing in my life? We all have a limited view of right or wrong. We are not even seeing ourselves clearly. Buddhism is a teaching of self-examination. Buddhism teaches us that we should not use our limited, selfish, and ego-centered measure, but use Amida Buddha's measure. When we measure our lives based on the wisdom and compassion, you will find that each life is seen as precious and indispensable. Buddha is saying, your life is immeasurable. Your life is boundless. In the Hymns of the Pure Land, Shinran Shonin wrote, seeing the sentient beings of the Nembutsu throughout the worlds, countless as particles. In the 10 quarters, the Buddha grasps and never abandons them, and therefore is named Amida. Shinran Shonin taught us that no matter who we are, our spiritual parent, Amida Buddha, continues to call us, nourish us, and nurture us as Namo Amida Butsu by saying, you're fine as you are. Come just as you are. And out of this all-embracing wisdom and compassion, we can learn to pick ourselves up and live this life with a profound sense of joy and appreciation. Thank you very much. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.